Celeste is someone who heads that up, and it's been a while to get her on, and I want to get her on maybe more often. But Celeste, good morning, Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Thanks for calling and checking in on this Friday with some good news.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us, first of all, who you are, what you do, because I think that's part of this story, and then we'll talk about some of the veteran stuff.
Sure, absolutely. So I am the Program Director for Service to the Armed Forces for the American Red Cross of Northern New England. We support veterans, military, and their families here in Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire. We have a lot of services that we provide. Some of that being we support a 24/7 global hero care network that supports the emergency messages for military families. So if they have an emergency, we can support those active duty military members and getting them home to be there to support their families. We also work with veterans and military in healthcare facilities here in Northern New England to support programs and services that they have there. And this is all done through volunteers, which is just the amazing part. They do so much to help our military veterans here in Northern New England.
Well, Celeste, thank you for that. You know, a lot of people think of the Red Cross. They don't think of these services and programs, correct?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. That's why it's great to be able to be here and share about it. It's definitely a kept secret, which we're doing everything we can to make sure that everyone does know that the Red Cross can help with these types of services.
Who's eligible and how can they find out about these services?
Well, it varies depending on your status as a military or veteran, but our primary way that we help military and veterans is through our Hero Care Network. They can call directly into our Hero Care Network line and provide information on what support they're needing, right? If we can't help them, we're going to make sure that they get connected to the right resources and services to help with that need. That number is 877-272-7337, and that will, if they live here in Northern New England, that will get directed to us here with the Red Cross, and we'll support them. And if they're living globally or their family member is global, then we can still assist them, and our Hero Care Network staff will take good care of them.
Awesome. So let's go back a little bit and repeat, because I think I want to get this message out to veterans and their families. So our listening region, Northern New England, Red Cross, can you slowly kind of walk us through against us the specific programs that are available to veterans and their families?
Sure. So if a veteran is in need of what we call a critical community service, if you're homeless or need financial assistance or are looking for support with mental health or really anything that you feel like you don't know where to turn, we can connect you to those resources. We can also support, we also offer resiliency workshops for our military and veterans. We have mental health volunteers who help support working through the challenges of being in the military and, you know, returning home and being a veteran. And what does that look like? How do you build your skills to maintain resiliency as a veteran and support your family and be able to just continue to contribute to society as we return from war and the challenges that we faced in our time of service.
I think so one of the Go ahead, Celeste.
Yeah, we also work directly with the VA. We help with recreational therapy programs. We offer help at homeless events to make sure that we're providing comfort and care to those veterans that are in most need.
You know, it's interesting. We had the began the week with the commander of the American Legion nationally in our studios, and you know, it's interesting. One of the things he said is there are resources available, but a lot of times. The challenge, and I'm sure you run into this, and why you're on with us, Celeste, with the American, the Red Cross, is a lot of veterans, because of their nature, don't really go out of their way to find these resources that are available, so they might not know about them. And how do we spread that word that there's a lot more available in the community to support veterans and their families than they realize? Isn't that sort of a main challenge?
Yeah, I think that in a lot of ways, our veteran resources can be a little overwhelming. There is a lot of help and support out there, but it's just finding the right fit. And that can take some time and patience. And, you know, if I've always thought that if a veteran is calling in need, they really need the help, because typically veterans are going to be the type of people that want to help others. And so we do everything we can to make sure that we find that right information for them, because I think that's where the disconnect can be. It's the overwhelming amount of support that really is there, but but finding a good fit and something that's going to work for that particular veteran.
Well, Celeste, let's get you back on again. And we do a lot in the spring. I do a lot, my annual 12 hours for veterans count part of Easter SEALs. We have the Manchester VA on a lot. We do a lot with Swim of the Mission and different groups. But if people want to contact you, reach you, connect with you, what's the best way to follow up, Celeste?
Sure. You know what? If there's something specifically here in northern New England that someone wants to reach out, they can just call my cell phone. That's perfectly fine. I'm happy to talk with them. That number is 207-312-9603. And we work with a lot of the organizations that you mentioned and looking forward to sharing more about what we do and how we can help veterans.
All right, Celeste, thank you so much for the update. American Red Cross, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.